Hello, everybody, and welcome to the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Today is Monday, September 27th, 2021. If you've been around for a while, thank you for being a part of the community and your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. I think you're going to have a blast. And if you are new, or if you've been around for a while and you haven't done this yet, before you watch the rest of this video, pause this, watch the other video attached to today's training that says, new to Linchpin, watch this first. That's going to give you all the backstory, all the extra information you need to fully understand and appreciate all the information I'm going to put forward in this daily video. And that applies, you need that information for every daily video moving forward. So watch it once and you're good to go. And I highly encourage everybody, watch these daily videos. I put a lot of time, thought, and effort into them with the hope of giving you tools and information to make better decisions in your garage gym, your affiliate, or wherever you happen to be on your fitness journey. So here we go. Workout of the day. Just an innocent little couplet. 21-15-9, classic rep scheme. 21-15-9 reps for time of the devil's press and the knees to elbows. For the devil's press, we're saying a pair of 35-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 25-pound dumbbells for women. If you don't have dumbbells and you have to do it with a barbell, it'll be done with a 95-pound barbell for men, a 65-pound barbell for women, and you can find that workout written there as well in case you have to go the barbell route. You won't be shortchanged. This is intended to be, relatively speaking, a short and sharp couplet. Short to moderate time domain, okay? Let's say because both these movements are taxing and one's going to interfere with the other. But the goal is for you to be able to keep moving. The initial set of 21 will be unpleasant with the devil's press, that's for sure, but hopefully you have a pace that allows you to keep moving. But right from the get-go, a set of 21 knees to elbows could need to be broken up for a tremendous amount of people. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing about this workout needs to be unbroken, but when you do break it up, try to keep those rests as short as possible. Be safe, obviously, but as short as possible to keep yourself moving forward. But I would say in the 21, you wouldn't want to break those up into more than three sets. And same with the 15 and the 9, two or three sets as well. Here we go. Super fitness robot time. 6 minutes or less on this. You're not only moving well with the devil's press, you're moving well with the knees to elbows. And more likely time in the area of 10 minutes. Scaled option. Still 21-15-9 of the devil's press, but we knocked the dumbbell loadings down to a pair of 25-pound dumbbells for men or a pair of 15-pound dumbbells for women. And then we have that paired with a hanging knee raise instead of the knees to elbows or a V-up or a sit-up. So no matter where you are, you can get something in there. And of course, there's another option in case you have only a barbell available. We've got videos showing the hanging knee raise, the V-up, and the ab mat sit-up. Limited equipment option. All you need are dumbbells and the pull-up bar for the knees and elbows. So they're doing exactly the same workout as the workout of the day. One big happy family. No equipment workout today. Nothing at all. Here's what they have in store. 27-21-15-9 reps for time of burpees and V-ups. That should be very pleasant. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. The first part of the accessory work is just a shortened version of the original couplet. Break out your trusty dumbbells, you're going to do devil's press, you're going to do knees to elbows, but it's 11-10-9. So 11 devil's press, 11 knees to elbows, 10-10-9-9, as fast as you can. That should be fun. And the other part of the optional accessory work is either or. Choose one, don't do both. Of course, it's optional. Don't do any if you don't want to. And it's for overhead. Either strict shoulder press, three sets of 8 to 12 reps, we've got a video there, or the overhead carry. Mark out 100 feet, lock out as heavy as you safely can, a barbell, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells overhead, march 100 feet with them locked out overhead, rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. So either one of those. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the pec stretch laying on your side, cobra stretch for the abs, as well as the frog stretch. Each of those you hold for 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those has a video. At the end of the day's training, We have these sentences written down, and we mean them, and they're written every day. Remove ego, embrace scaling. Be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. And with that, I'll see you back here tomorrow for a linchpin test that's a heavy day at a high heart rate.